This is the land-based podcast on agentic AI, where we help you understand how human expertise and intelligent automation can come together to enhance your AI-powered projects.
Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of our podcast. Today, we're diving into the world of AI-driven automation and how it's impacting go-to-market strategies. We're tackling a super important topic, building trust in agentic AI systems. Landbase is leading the charge in AI-driven platforms, helping businesses automate their go-to-market strategies intelligently, boosting productivity and efficiency. I'm Ethan, and I'm here with my co-host, Sophia. Together, we're going to dig into the challenges and opportunities of agentic AI and how we can design these systems to earn trust from the get-go.
Thanks, Ethan. I'm excited to be here. So today, we're zeroing in on a big challenge for agentic AI. How do we get users to trust these systems enough to confidently click start when an AI agent is about to execute thousands of tasks for them?
Exactly, Sophia. Users are intrigued by AI's potential, but they're hesitant to just hand over control without some assurance. Surveys show that a lack of explainability and transparency is a major barrier to adopting AI. I mean, a McKinsey study even found that 40% of people pointed to explainability as a key concern.
Right, Ethan. Users and business leaders are understandably cautious about black box AI that they can't predict or control. One study even found that just labeling something as AI can make people less likely to use it. So, if we want agentic AI to really take off, we need to design these systems to build trust right from the start.
Let's dive into the four design priorities that'll help build this trust: presenting information at scale in a way that's intuitive, enabling fluid iteration and user feedback, balancing user control with AI autonomy, and framing AI tools as accessible. Sophia, why don't you kick us off with the first one?
Sure thing, Ethan. Presenting information at scale is all about giving transparent summaries that build confidence. When an AI agent like Landbase's GTM1 Omni is set to perform hundreds or thousands of actions, users need to see information-dense summaries and previews that inform without overwhelming them.
Absolutely, Sophia. Transparency in AI systems directly fosters trust, leading to better human-AI collaboration. For instance, a preview dashboard can highlight key details of the agent's plan, like the number of tasks, target audience segments, and expected duration. This helps users understand what the agent plans to do in a digestible format before it even starts.
Exactly. And by showing sample outputs, users can gauge the quality and tone of the AI's work. Providing a concrete example helps set expectations and lets users vet the style. Projected outcomes, like predicted results or confidence metrics, also give valuable context on why the plan is beneficial.
That makes sense. At Landbase, our platform might summarize an autonomous campaign by stating how many contacts will be reached and showing samples of personalized emails, along with explanations. This kind of transparent preview reassures users that the agent's scope and approach are visible up front.
Moving on to fluid iteration, this is where users can easily tweak the agent's behavior or outputs and immediately see the agent adapt. It's like giving feedback to a junior colleague. If the first report isn't quite right, you guide them on what to change for the next draft.
Right, Sophia. In agentic AI, we want a collaborative feel. The system might allow users to edit sample outputs or adjust parameters before fully launching. For example, if the tone of a sample outreach message is too formal, the user could adjust the tone setting and instantly preview a new sample.
Exactly. AI systems should continuously learn and improve from each interaction. By giving users a sense of control through iteration, we reassure them that they're not stuck with whatever the AI produces on the first try. Instead, the AI becomes a partner that welcomes guidance.
That's insightful, Sophia. From a trust perspective, fluid iteration shows humility and reliability. The AI isn't a black box asserting it's perfect. It's a smart assistant willing to take feedback. This dramatically increases user confidence.
Now, let's talk about balancing control and autonomy. This is about finding the sweet spot between user control and AI autonomy. If the user has to micromanage every step, we lose the efficiency that agentic AI promises. But if the AI runs unchecked, users worry about surprises or mistakes happening out of sight.
Exactly, Sophia. Establishing clear guardrails and oversight mechanisms can make users comfortable without requiring them to handhold the AI through each action. Think of it like a self-driving car. You want to enjoy the ride without constantly gripping the wheel, but you also want assurances that the car knows the rules of the road.
Right. For AI agents, guardrails can include things like requiring confirmation for high-stakes actions, setting constraints, and providing real-time monitoring dashboards. These controls let the user define the bounds of autonomy.
And equally important is conveying to the user that a human is always in the loop when needed. Even if manual intervention is rarely needed, just knowing it's possible gives users peace of mind. Predictability and accountability breed trust.
Finally, democratization of AI is about making autonomy accessible to everyone. This means designing with approachability and empowerment in mind, so any user feels that this technology is for them.
Exactly. Democratization has always been a driving theme for us at Landbase. We want capabilities once reserved for huge enterprises to be accessible to small and medium businesses. But accessibility isn't just about offering a free trial or a low price. It's about user confidence.
And by building trust through transparency, iteration, and control, we lower the knowledge and psychological barriers. It's like the early days of personal computing. The GUI made computers usable by billions, not just programmers.
Right. We're at a similar juncture with AI. Agentic AI must come with a human-centric design that demystifies autonomy. This includes using familiar metaphors and language, and educating users gently as they go.
Exactly, Ethan. Building user trust isn't just a UX exercise. It's part of a broader mission to democratize advanced AI tools. By designing for inclusivity and clarity, we ensure that democratization isn't just a promise, but a reality.
As we wrap up, remember that when users trust an AI agent, they're more likely to use it. And when they use it, they gain tremendous efficiency and capability. It's our job as AI builders and designers to earn that trust through thoughtful design and rigorous transparency.
Absolutely. By treating AI agents not as magical black boxes, but as collaborative partners, we bridge the gap between automation and trust. We turn a scary unknown into a governed, auditable, an ultimately reliable ally in our workflow.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you found this discussion insightful. Consider how these insights might reshape your approach to AI in your business. Until next time, keep exploring and innovating.
Thanks everyone for joining us on this journey through the world of agentic AI. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and leave a review. You can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Let us know if there are any topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.